Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. She want a little bit of everything. She want a church going nigga who's an educated thug ass nigga who been in jail and all that shit.
Cause everything is everything in disguise. The same thing make you laugh, make you cry. The same thing make you live, make you die. Was on the rise and then led to your demise. It's two sides to everything, it's no surprise. The same thing make you laugh, make you cry. The same thing make you live, make you die. Same smile, same tears, same cries.
I take the bad and good.
Yo. Yo.
Hello?
What? Can you hear me? Yo, who this?
It's Saeed.
What's up, bro?
What's up, man?
What do you think about the, yeah, you got me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hold on real quick. Hey, you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. That's better.
You're not bad, bro. What's good? Another
nothing
episode
much, man,
for y'all.
We can get a radio show going again.
Yeah, this shit's been kind of dead. Yo, we need people to call into the show, though, for real. Bro, this shit going to be kind of lame. So, let's get this shit cracking. Hey, Saeed, what you think the state of the league is right now, bro?
The state of the league?
Yeah.
I think we got a good group of Badger people, and I know we got some new heads that just came into the league, and some of them are making noise, you know. So it's good to see the competition and kind of refresh itself, and instead of seeing the same top, you know, 12 people in the playoffs, you're getting a bunch of new guys coming into the league demanding respect, which I think is a good thing.
That's good. I like that. I think that's a good thing too. I'm gonna let you know my state of the league real quick.
Okay.
I think the state of the league is this. I think as far as like the cast we got, I think it's the best we've ever had. I think it's like at an all-time high. I think we got like the good group of people who know sim rules, who don't really try no bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm gonna be real with you, man. It's March, and I feel like everybody knows everything about the game. I feel like you got some late bloomers coming on right now. And I feel like, for one, I feel like I'm playing a lot of the same styles of play, which I really don't like. Two, I don't know, man. I really feel like the people that should be winning the games are the ones who are really scheming. I feel like a lot of bullshit is reigning supreme, which I guess is a given. You know what I'm saying? I feel like a lot of strong power, a lot of jump balls, a lot of face throws is running the league right now, which I really don't like. And I feel like the league is good, but I feel like the state could be a little bit better. I feel like the state could be a little bit better, you feel me, as far as if people would I don't know, man. It was once a point to where I'm a buzz beat on it real quick, but I feel like the state of the league right now is like, I feel like it is great as far as the cast we got. We got people waiting. We got people on the waiting list. It's all good. But I feel like a lot of the shit that's running the stream right now is a lot of shit you would see if the game had been out for 7-8 months. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of e-book lobby shit. It's a lot of, you know, everyone knows the little nuances that work. That shit is kind of annoying to me, to be real with you, bro.
I tell you what, kind of to jump in on that, I think it comes down to where you see people that are, like, you know, just really good gamers. Like, they're really good, like, video game players, as opposed to the people that are, like, football minds who understand, you know, what works against certain concepts or understand how coverages work or how to make certain reads or half-field reads, you know. And you can kind of gauge that from the person that you're talking to. You can know when you're talking to somebody who has a football mind and an understanding of why cover three works against a certain play call, or why cover two is a really good coverage to call in a certain situation, as opposed to somebody that's just like, well, you know, that purple's on cover just about everything, you know, or the blue's on cover this and this and this and this. not understanding right. exactly what, you know, what the actual concept behind it is, you know?
That's a good point, and I feel like offensively, if you flip that shit, you look at it in terms of people. I feel like you got people that will run strong power into anything because it works. They'll run strong power. They run play action with like four crosses across the field. It don't really feel like football too much right now, but it is what it is. It's a video game at the end of the day. Nothing anyone's running is really technically unsim. It's just, I feel like it's a lot of the same shit right now. You feel me?
Yeah. I tell you what, even like you talked about, like people just running strong power into certain things. I think, to be honest with you, sometimes people just don't know no better, you know? And if it came down to even, like, let's say some of the top football minds being like, all right, well, listen, this is why you would run this play in a certain situation. Like, for instance, like, when I run the ball, like, I can't hats on the side of the center. So if you've got more hats lined up than I've got blockers, then I'm going to audible out of that play. I don't think many people do. I think some people do it in the league, but I think people would just say, hey, you know what? Like, this power play works because I've seen it work a billion times, and my right side of the line got 99 run blocks, you know?
That's a good point because I feel like, especially someone like Larry, I do the same thing you do, but I feel like someone like Larry especially, you know, this dude has four run checks for every look you give him, and it's all based off the look you give him. So for him to lose to someone that just lines up in power ace and just runs strong power, it's crazy. Like, so I feel like a lot of that shit is going on, but that, you know, as the year goes on, and we're fortunate enough to have a sim league that makes it damn near year round on a game, you're going to run into, at the end of the year, everyone knows what works. You're going to run into the same shit, and it feels like you're playing the same person every week. That's the only thing that's a little bit lame to me. B-Dot, what's up, boy?
What's up, fam?
I got bars for you next week.
You already got some shit?
Nah, I don't, but I can.
Hey, after we get off this radio show, too, I'm gonna hit you. I want to run them Fiji Osa bars by you.
Okay, who you battling?
Fiji Osa. I do Fiji Osa.
Is he Samoan?
Nah, that cat I showed you, and
you said he had a Hollow the Don lisp.
Oh.
Yeah, that dude. So I want to run some of the bars by you. Hey, I want to piggyback off your conversation, though. I think that, I agree with y'all 100%. But I also just wanted to add in, like, I'm cool with the good balance of someone trying to actually apply football knowledge and gaming and like video gaming skills. And I say that because I think like all the top gamers like me, Ron, Cody, Terrence Blair, whatever, anybody that you want to name that you think is really good in the league, I think we all do hybrid defenses, which would never ever work in real life. Like, it's impossible. It's impossible to put, certain safeties and certain coverages and man align a linebacker when it's really cover three and man align a linebacker on a receiver. Like, we pull off like crazy coverage schemes, like hybrid shit. So I'm cool with it. Like, I have no problem with people doing that. But I do agree with you with the redundancy with some of the offensive play calls and shit. But as long as you balance, like, a healthy dose of, like, football, like, sense shit that's football practical in with your, like, video gaming skills, I think that that's cool. I just wanted to add that in.
Well, you got to think like this. Like, in real life, coverages are a lot crazier than what you would think. So, like, I know have you seen that Nick Saban Rip Liz video?
No, I haven't.
Basically, it's like a video to where like Nick Saban shows what he runs on defense, and it's basically to where it's it's like a matchup zone in basketball. It's like if number two goes vert, then it's this coverage. If number two goes flat, it's this. If all three go vert, it's this. It can look like two, three,
oh, that's
man.
Dope.
You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
It's like, I don't really want you to sleep on like what NFL defenses do, because they do a lot of complex shit at the same time. But what I really don't like about the league right now, to be honest with you, like, we have really nothing to complain about because we got a good cast. It's fucking March. Our league is still, you know, active. This is like the best sim league going right now, but it's a given. I mean, I can't really expect people to be running fucking strong power, you know what I'm saying, and really counting hats like that, because the play, like, the shit that works, people are going to run it, period. You know what I'm saying? And we all run it. It's just to a certain extent. I just really don't like how I've seen certain streams to where one person is really like, oh, I'm reading curl flat. He walked his dude down over the slot, so I'm going to throw to the slot. Like, when I played the Lions, that's how you pronounce his name? Ganeem?
I believe so. Or, yeah.
So, like, when I played him, like, my slot backer, I walked him down, and he threw to the slot. I was like, that's good football shit. And then, like, we were just making adjustments off real football adjustments, but that was more fun than playing against some shit where someone's just literally running strong. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of how – you could have eight defenders to the left. It's strong power, strong power. It's screen. It's wide receiver screen. It's halfback screen. It's play action all cross. It's like that is really what you see, and no one's really spacing the field. No one's making reads. That shit gets kind of frustrating, though. You know what I'm saying? But originality at this point in the year is going to be hard to find because it's March.
I feel like somebody like yourself, somebody that's dope, right? I feel like this is what happens to, like, people that are really good on defense, because I know what you mean, because I see it a lot, too. I think that we're so good on defense that everybody's just, like, folding up, like, fuck it. I'm going to just run what I know works, because if I try to open up, like, this dude's going to outsmart me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I think that's a part of it, too. And I'm not even mad at that. You know what I mean? Like, I just played, I forgot who I just played, but he ran that strong, that strong eye force, HB force, whatever the fuck. He ran that shit, like, eight times. And I was like, I get it, fam. Like, you know, I get it. Like, you're not going to run on me no kind of other way. So I get it, bro. You got to do what you got to do. Like, so I'm not too mad at it. Like, I think if we start having those kind of conversations, man, it just, I don't know. Like, I think it'll just turn people off, like when they don't want to be in the league.
I don't think it should turn people off. Like, what I said on the page was, like, take pride in being, like, we all can make a creative playbook. Why should it look all the same? Like,
I think
that's what I understand.
I honestly think some people are not capable, bro, and I'm not trying to, like, diss nobody, but hey, it's a video
game,
fam.
That's
what
Saeed, Saeed said earlier. That's a good point. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't expect people to really scheme on the level that you want to scheme, but, like, if we really wanted to turn – this is my whole point, all right? Like, we all agree, like, if all three of us have played football, Larry has coached football – that should really not be fair to really compare people to, like, the checks we make. But I feel like I will not stoop to levels that I play against, and that's what bothers me. Like, when people put running backs on wheels and motion and run tight and motion them outside, and then you got the wheel bouncing off the sideline, and then you run a strong power, and then you run a halfback screen, but you throw it to the receiver. Like, I could do all that shit. I just choose not to. So I hold – like, I just don't like losing the people to where it's like,
I know exactly
what you're doing. I know why it works, but I choose not to do it.
That shit right there is not banned?
I feel like it should be. Like, this is the problem. It's
all
like, when you make
you
too many rules.
I thought everything you mentioned was banned.
I feel like when we make rules, we don't want to make it too confusing, but, like, as a sim player, you should know that if you run a screen to someone, you should throw it to that receiver. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like that should be a given. And, like, when I watch Saeed play, he plays very sim. It's like,
yeah, he does.
He calls good defenses. He runs the ball. He runs base passes. The dead giveaway when someone is, like, teetering off the sim scale is, like you said, B-Dot, like, if you play against someone and they run empty and they check eight different checks, why the fuck would you do that? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's five receivers, so you made a custom play. Like, it doesn't even matter what you're running at that point. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're running the screen and then you got a slam backside and a wheel, it's like, come on, man.
Yeah,
certainly.
That's all the truth.
I really don't like a lot of the shit we got going on, but at the same time, that shit makes me want to vomit when I watch the playoffs when I was out of it and I see fucking two teams, you know what I'm saying, throwing face throws and running screens all game. Like, that shit should not be beating the shit that goes on, but it works. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that shit kind of bugs me out, but it is what it is.
I mean, and even to jump in on that, but like you said, it comes down to the gamers, to people being gamers, and people being like, you know, just football minds. And so
yeah,
we run into a few.
That's Saeed.
Yeah.
Oh, that's how you squeeze me? Oh, okay. So Saeed.
Yeah.
Hey, what up, B-Dot? And so, like I was saying, like, you have the gamers who are really skilled, like, at maybe finding a way how to position his player, a user, a catch or something like that. Granted, not like a rocket catch or something like that. But guys like you just said, that just, like, kind of like B-Dot said, that just don't know better, you know? Like, they know what works. They know, hey, listen, I got so-and-so on the outside, and he's the best player in the game. Can't nobody jump with him. So at the end of the day, I'm going to just throw it to him. As opposed to being like, well, listen, I've got a read right here where I'm reading the outside linebacker. And if the outside linebacker does this, then I'm going to the opposite person, you know? And that's where you got to get
a better example would be like if you have a tall receiver and you throw it up to him and it's double, triple coverage, you're like, I'll throw it up to him. And I'm not dropping subliminals. This is for for Jeremy. Like, this nigga bragged about throwing it up to A.J. Green in any coverage. And he will literally do that shit. So it's like, you're not making any reads. You're just like, he's tall, I can use him, and I'm going to get animation. Like, you're not going to throw to A.J. Green against two split men out wide, and you got a safety over the top, and you got a corner underneath, and you got someone rolling over there. Like, that shit don't make no sense, man.
Yeah.
That's true. I was also
I would never scheme to run that shit because – I don't want to throw – I scheme to not throw in the coverage. Like, so if we really want to run just what works, we will all play the same. We will run pistol, big, twins, big, and we will run strong power. We will run screens. We will run play action all cross, and we will throw face throws. And the game will suck. Like, I'm just saying, let's be original. Let's challenge ourselves, man.
No, I'm with you on that. I agree. Absolutely. I think, you know, and I do wish people start scheming more and make the game more fun on an intellectual level for sure. But when I do run into somebody that's one-dimensional and can't really whatever, I'd rather play somebody like that than to play one of y'all. Like, you know what I'm saying? I honestly rather play JSD. And I do think JSD is good, too. I ain't even trying to knock him. But I'd rather play him than Saeed or Ron. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I'd rather play him than Larry, dog. That's what's the crazy thing is, like, Larry didn't even make the playoffs last year, but it's like he's actually making adjustments off what I do. So I feel like if I know you're going to throw a jump ball, I'd rather defend, like, exactly what you said. I'd rather defend what I know is going to come.
Y'all got a particular relationship, though, honestly, bro, because – When you play Larry, he plays on another level, bro. Like, I played him twice already. I know he's good, fam. I haven't experienced that. You know what I'm saying? You know how styles make matchups and all that. Like, I have not experienced a good game versus Larry. And I'm arguably, like you said, I'm arguably the fucking Tony Romo of the league. You feel me? So that's a lot. And that's real shit, too. I like that shit.
But you got to think about this, though. You got to notice the subtleties because, you know, Larry has 3 run checks for every – he'll come out and check – like, he is a – he puts more thought into the run game than anybody. So, like,
All I'm saying is that y'all – you and him have so much gaming history against, like, from last Madden and, you know, all that shit. I just feel like when y'all play, it's an epic matchup. But, like, you know – Larry's not necessarily a puzzle for me thus far, and I'm just going off the 2 games we played in this year's Madden. He wasn't a puzzle, but that doesn't mean easily. It was like, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't they weren't hard games. Like, the second one was a blowout. The first one was fairly easy. I beat him by like 2 scores, I believe. And I'm not trying to like you know shit on him because he's not on the phone. I'm just saying. So styles make matchups, fam. Like, I mean, look, I blew out, and I know he's listening. I blew out CG, Christian Gutierrez. I blew him out
first game last season, 63-0, fam. And then I just barely beat him by a field goal. So it's like, you know, like different games. Like, it's hard to really judge, like, what's what. But in terms of JSD, though, bro, I would definitely rather play him than one of y'all. I don't know. For me, Larry don't fit into that kind of category. I feel what you're saying, but I'd rather play JSD than y'all for sure.
I got another thought going into the league. As we get closer to this new Madden coming out, and I noticed, because I've been in the league for the past 2 years, that it always seems to be, like, an issue. Like, right in the middle of the year, when we get to, like, a good point, where something will happen in the connected franchise, like some type of glitch, or we'll have to redraft. I don't know how y'all feel about it, and it's a conversation for discussion. But maybe once the new Madden come out and everybody's going to join the league again, maybe we wait a week or so, just to get Madden to have all the fixes out before we actually start the franchise.
That's going to be too hard to do, fam. We be geeks.
So?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We be too geeks, man. When that Madden drop, dudes be geeks, bro.
And I'm thinking the same thing, because I know I'll be on the line at night, like, ready to go and get it popping. Damn, I can't wait till MLG start. But
yeah.
It's all said and done, like when the updates come out and when all the like, for instance, like the camera toggle, when we first started playing in the league, how everybody was playing, but because every setting didn't match, people were getting desyncs out of left and right and getting kicked off the network and whatnot.
No, I hear you. I just think it's something we're gonna have to deal with when it comes. I mean, we could pitch that idea. Like, if we put a vote to wait, like, I'm telling you right now, I will vote no. Like, I ain't trying to wait, bro. Like, as soon as Madden dropped, we should be drafting. Like, that's how exciting that shit is. But, I mean, yeah, it could definitely be something up for discussion. I feel what you're saying.
Yeah.
Wait, Ron dropped the call?
Hello?
Yeah, I think Ron bounced.
Oh, he bounced?
Or he stepped away from the phone.
Hey, hold on 1 second, B-Dot. Hold on.
Be a radio show. Y'all so unprofessional. I never heard of a radio show where two of the hosts just get up and walk out of the soundstage.
Hey, B-Dot, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. We're running. All
right, my bad. I think he just said his phone just died.
Oh, damn. Are we still on the show though, right?
I would assume so, because we're still connected. I'm not
Who's
sure.
Who's the host? You or Ron?
Ron's definitely the host.
That's weird.
I don't know.
If Ron's the host
and
his
drop, right?
Hold on, check the page. Let's see what they're talking about on the page, because whoever's listening can tell us if it's still on. Oh, the show's still on. The show's still on.
Oh, okay. Cool. All right,
so we got 10 more minutes. Let's try to cover some stuff. What's some hot topics?
What's another hot topic that we got? I'm trying to think.
I wish we had him on the phone still. I mean, I know Ron, and if somebody else of his caliber was losing like that,
mm-hmm.
It would have to be some kind of discussion, right? I mean, let's be honest. This is
this is
Ron. Come out. This dude has like 15 Super Bowls, like out of all MLG, like collectively, like so for him to be having, you know, just some minor hiccups. I think if this was real life, it'd definitely be some headlines. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a big topic of discussion. That's kind of what I brought up in the beginning of the show, because I was telling Ron, like, we've got some new blood in the league, and it looks like, you know, some of them are actually, like, really competing and making it just refreshing the whole status of the league, so just not the top same 12 in the in the playoffs and whatnot.
Yeah, that's dope. I'm excited about that. So that new cat, what's his name? That's who beat him? What is his name again?
It was the Cincinnati Bengals. I don't remember his name on the page.
Okay. That's awesome, though, bro. Like, if we can get more – because really,
My personal honest opinion, bro, I do think there's a, like, competition disparity in the league. I've always thought so. But, you know, you got to appreciate the the activity, though. We have a very active league. Like, everybody schedules, everybody plays. But at the same token, it's just always this, heavy, top-heavy league where you just got five or six good guys and the rest of the league, like, you know, struggles to even make playoffs or what like that. So I would much more appreciate, like, a hard-ass league where every season you don't even know who's going to make playoffs. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That'd be dope.
I tell you what, I want to give a shout-out to the league, too, because up until, I think, this Saturday, we had maybe, like, five or six, or maybe, like, a week or so, just straight 24-hour advances. And that, you know, that's a credit to how active guys are in the league. And we're in March, you get what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I love about it. That's why I don't have too much of an issue with the competition disparity, because I'm like, dude, it's still fun, though. Like, see, that's my problem. Like, it starts to become not fun, like, when you start winning by big margins. And then,
mm-hmm.
like, let's say you get up big in the first half. The second half, you have to pretty much play, like boo-boo ball. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All else, people are going to think you're trying to run up the score. So that's what makes it not fun. But the thing I do love is, like, the fact that it stays active, bro. Like, I think this is about to be another 24-hour advance, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. We advanced this morning, and to be honest with you, I think most of the games are already done, and I've been at work all day.
Yeah, exactly. So that's awesome, bro.
No.
Ron said to stay on. I don't hear him coming back on, though.
Yeah, I think we only got a couple more minutes. I don't know. You don't have the ability to take any calls or anything like that, do you?
Oh, Ron said he's going to pay for the whole hour. I don't know how he's going to get back on. Let's see if he, like, wants us to, like, hang up and come back on. But let's just stay on for now and do our whole 30 minutes. The dude that beat Ron, his name is Steves, S-T-E-B-Z, Steves or Stebs. That's the dude that beat Ron. So
yeah.
Shout out to Steves or Stebs. I mean, I'm not sure if you know Stebs, but that's a big accomplishment to beat somebody like Ron, bro. That's a big
yeah.
deal. So
good. Yo.
Oh, there you go.
Who's that?
That's Ron. All
right.
We were just talking about Steve's getting that victory on you, fam.
You're talking shit, huh?
Nah. I'm not even talking shit, fam. I just think it is a hot topic, bro. Like, you being as good as you are, fam, having like 15 Super Bowls.
Hold on 1 second, bro.
Who is that?
That's SG.
Okay. Yeah, I just buzzed two people in.
Who's all on right now?
I don't know who else is on. Who's 732?
That's Panthers, man. Panthers.
What?
The Panthers?
Yeah.
What's your Facebook name, though?
Edgardo Rocho.
Oh, what's up, bro?
What's going on?
Chilling. What you think, bro? What you got to say? What's a hot topic for you?
One of y'all got some cornerbacks?
He's trying to get some training.
Nah, man. I love motherfucking D'Angelo Hall for the season, man, on the motherfucking interception. It's still the game, yo.
Oh,
hey, hold up real quick. Hey, hold up. I'm finna extend this shit. So if we get disconnected, call right back, because it says we got 15 minutes left, but I'm finna go premium on these hoes. So hold up real quick.
Bye. Hey. Gardo.
Yeah.
Hey, so look, bro, I think that if you got like a top-tier player that has like low injury, like, What was D'Angelo Hall's injury? What was his rating?
Shit, I don't even know, man. I don't put him on injury reserve or already or anything.
I think, bro, and this is the whole league. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong, but I think if you have a player with, like, low injury, if it's at the end of the game, bro, and they take, like, a big hit or something, they get an injury. And I think EA's logic is, like, this certain player should not be playing at, like, trying to go balls out at the end of the game. And I might be, like, reaching. And I think that's the logic, bro, because Gronkowski, he got injured twice, and both times he got injured was at the end of the game with, like, 2 minutes or so left. And then you said D'Angelo got injured at the end of the game, too. I think that's part of EA logic. I could be wrong, though, but.
Well, and as I'm returning the ball, I'm like, I should fucking slide. My dumb ass returning the ball and shit. Next thing you know, it wasn't even no big hit, man. It was like a wrap-up tackle, like when he wrapped me up and he threw me on the ground and shit. Next thing you know, it was just one sec.
Yeah, bro, that's what I'm telling you. I think it's the EA logic kind of thing, bro, where they make your good player get injured at the end of the game if you, like, trying to overdo it with him. I think for some reason, bro, I really believe that.
Yeah, but it was a good game, though, man. It was a nice little battle.
Did you win?
Yeah, I beat the Eagles.
Oh, okay.
Well, it was a tough game. Now,
Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all, hold up real quick. Hey, I'm finna make sure this shit going live. Hold up real quick, all right?
How?
Yo, what's all that noise, man?
You're playing with nunchucks?
Yo, what is that, bro?
Nunchucks. You said nunchucks?
Hey, everyone except B Dot and Saeed, hang up real quick.
That was Cody.
Who the fuck phone is that, man? God damn.
What the fuck is that? All
right, hey, B Dot, you got me?
Yo, whose fucking phone was that?
I don't know, but I'm about to do this shit for we finna do our shows going forward, and then
so we got 30 more minutes
to talk, man. Yeah, now we finna do an hour, and whoever wanna call in can. So you ain't gotta stay on for the whole hour, but I just wanna let people talk their shit because we spent a lot of time playing this shit. So I don't want, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want people to be able to call in and really speak their shit. Hold up, real quick. All right, so we finna do, who the fuck phone is that?
Well, now it's probably mine because I'm typing on my phone, but I don't know who phone was doing that fucking.
Oh, that
sound was, like
okay, that was, okay. I got you. Hold on real quick. Oh, that shit finna be.
Man, this shit more ghetto than Martin radio stations.
Hey, B Dot, you seen that Pratt vs. Saga?
Oh my god,
that nigga
that
Saga is nice.
Saga is nice. You know what? I'm gonna keep it funky. Saga's nice, fam, but I just think they overrating them. I feel like they overrating them a little bit just because it's different because he's playing the whole like Christian angle. But I feel like you know, your persona and all that shouldn't give you the edge lyrically. Like, you know, like, I don't know.
Hey, them niggas was kind of good. That was a good battle, but. You're right. They're kind of overhyping that shit. I don't know. That third, Saga's third was nice. Prep is good. Prep is like a good writer. He reminds me of John. You feel me? Like, he's a good writer, but I don't think. Yeah, I don't feel like he really got the other shit. But Saga got a little something more special to him.
Yeah.
That was a tough call. I feel like Saga got it 2-1, but. You're right. I don't see anything groundbreaking about either one of them. You feel me?
Yo, Saga is about to get fucked up by Fat Suge, bro. I'm telling you,
man. You think
so? Oh, my God. That's such a bad matchup, bro.
I know why they made that matchup, though. It's like polar opposites.
Yeah, it makes sense in that regard. But, like, Suge, I mean, like, remember we had that conversation when you was talking about, like, yo, sometimes, you know, somebody's just like,
yeah.
What the fuck? What do you say?
Somebody like somebody just standing over you, like barking on you. That shit makes such a difference, bro. Like, I don't see. I can't wait to see it though. I just think Suge is just gonna. It's just not gonna look right, man.
Yeah, them niggas too both came with it. You can't lie, they both brought that shit though on that night.
I know the league. Like, what the fuck?
Hold up, let's see. Are we wait, can anyone hear us right now? Hold up. Let me check.
Nah, they said it's dead silent.
All right, hold up. Hey, let me shoot. Hey, I'm finna call right back. I'm finna hang up and see if it changes. All right.